From WWL, the news, talk, and sports leader, it's Garland Robinette. To climb inside Garland's think tank, call 504-260-1870, text 870-870, or tweet at GarlandWWL. Now, live from our Integris Rental Studio in the heart of New Orleans, here's Garland.
Actually, it's Friday, so you got Don Dubuque filling in for Garland Robinette every Friday. And boy, what a rotten day. Friday the 13th. Wake up to all this rain and grungy stuff been going on for 5 days. However, Carl Arredondo promised me I'd wake up tomorrow. When I wake up on Saturdays, it's still dark. But he did tell me when sun comes up, there will be some sunshine this weekend. So that'll be some refreshingly good news. Thank you for tuning in. Got a great show lined up for you. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about what everybody's talking about, Hillary Clinton, the email scandal, and how that may or may not impact her run for president. That's coming up in the noon hour, 11 o'clock. Blair London's going to join us. Blair is the author of a book called Jobs for Angels, Veterans' Nightmare Realities. And we'll be thinking about this question and asking your opinion. Has the United States failed our veterans after their service to this country? So many veterans returning having a hard time assimilating into society, landing a job, just basically picking up where they left off. There's a big increase in the diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder. And we'll be asking you, is the mental health of our soldiers important to you? Maybe what you can do to kind of turn the tide on that. But this hour, show I've been working on now for a couple of weeks, and finally we've got it. A lot of you may or may not know that a National Shooting Sports Foundation report says more women are owning guns, more women going target shooting and hunting. In fact, they've got a report that shows now that more than half of women, 55.6%, participating in a study that was commissioned by them, said they intend to purchase at least one firearm in the next 12 months. So that's good news for gun shop owners and firearms manufacturers. In fact, over the last 10 years, there's been a dramatic increase. They're calling it girl power. And the number of women hunters, target shooters, gun owners, women buying firearms for self-defense has grown exponentially. We're talking about 85% increase in the number of women who are out there hunting. And we also have target shooting up 60%, went from 3.3 million to 5.4. That's during the period of 2001 to 2013. Now, when we give you these statistics, these are cold, faceless statistics. So what I wanted to do was personalize that. So what we've done, we've invited some local ladies who are gun enthusiasts, firearms owners, to join us and tell their stories, how they have contributed to these statistics about women owning, going hunting, shooting guns, getting guns for personal protection, and also for target shooting. And joining me to talk about this and giving me a big hand in setting this up is Michael Meyer from the Jefferson Gun Outlet. Those of you who listen on Saturdays to our More Outdoors program between 7 and 9 know that we reserve the last Saturday of every month. It's a feature called Talking Guns, and Mike co-hosts it with me. We discuss gun rights issues, Second Amendment, products, ammunition, trends, shooting sports, and it's grown quite popular, and Michael's got his own little fan club. But he helped me bring these ladies in, and we're going to introduce them to you. If you'd like to talk with them, if you've got any comments, phone lines open at 260-1870. That's 504 on the area code. And if you want to send in a text message, we've got this immediate text board that comes in. Please remember, text responsibly. No texting and driving. Use a designated driver if you're going to be texting. That number is simply 870-870. We may as well get started on our Peretti opinion poll question, too. And my question for you to think about, and think about this before you answer it, since more women are owning guns, and it's in the statistics, so these stats don't lie, do you feel more safe, less safe, or about the same? Those are your choices. Go to our webpage, WWL.com. You'll find it right there on the center page. Michael, thanks for coming in, and thanks for helping arrange this. Would you introduce our panel of women gun owners?
Absolutely. We have TJ Lewis and Trish Wilson and Barbara Chauvin, and we'll let them tell you a little bit about themselves directly.
TJ, let's start with you.
Name is TJ Lewis. I'm a singer in the French Quarter, and actually was opposed to guns for the majority of my life until I was held up at gunpoint back in December, and sort of completely changed my perspective.
Tell me about your singing career. Where do you sing? Is it local? Or?
I work in the French Quarter. I've been a singer in the Quarter for about 10 years now. I work at Bourbon Bandstand, which is the corner of Bourbon in St. Louis. I work 7 nights a week. So wow. if you're in town and you walk in the quarter, you'll probably hear me.
Your voice sounds a little scratchy there.
My voice.
Do you have it insured?
It wakes up at 7 o'clock in the evening, generally. It's normally sleeping at this point.
Yeah, for most people, that's not a big deal. But a singer, that could be a problem. Or a radio talk show host. I know all about that. Yep. All right, we also have a couple of other ladies. Trish, tell us about your story.
I work in the French Quarter as well. I'm a bartender at the old Absinthe House. I've been target shooting for about 3 years now. I didn't get into it for self-defense as much as I just enjoy it as a sport. But it, being that I work in the French Quarter, I'm glad that I own a firearm.
What caliber do you shoot?
I have a 9mm Glock 19.
Very popular gun.
Yeah, it's good for women. It's easy to break down and clean and put back together again. And you can manage the recoil. And most women have a little bit smaller hands, so it's easy for them to grip. And then they also do the GSSF matches, so that's a good way for women to get involved with target shooting.
Very, very popular. Also, we have Barbara Chauvin, who is a retired school teacher. Is that what made you decide to become a firearms owner?
Not exactly. It's just something I was always interested in doing, and I have the time now, and it's a skill that I wanted to learn. I go mainly for target shooting also. Of course, it has the side benefit of self-defense, but I didn't look at it from that point of view because I didn't have to. Unlike TJ, you know, I'm lucky enough to not have been a victim of a criminal act. So mm-hmm. I have a luxury of just choosing to. And when I decided to get into it, it was from a viewpoint that I don't want to look at it from a victim's point of view, because then if I do become a victim, it makes me more dangerous because I'm looking at it from the wrong point of view. So I just looked at it from a skill that I wanted to acquire and become good at.
Have you had any official training, and do you have a concealed carry permit? And you don't have to answer that if you don't want to, because I know a lot of people don't want to answer that, and they shouldn't if they don't want to.
I don't have a permit yet. That's something to think about for the future. I did get very good training at the Shooters Club that Mike owns, right? Am I saying
correct,
that right?
Yes.
And it was really a very interesting thing to learn about, and then the skill develops later on, and you need to know safety. Safety is the most important part. It makes you more comfortable and makes you able to enjoy it.
What type of firearm do you own? Do you have just one, or you have
I
several?
Have a Glock.
And what, 9mm?
Yes.
Okay. We didn't ask TJ, what's your weapon of choice?
I have the Smith & Wesson Shield 9mm, but my birthday is in like 10 days, and I plan on getting the Kimber Aegis, the 9mm caliber of the 1911 style, so I'm really excited about that one.
All right, we're talking women and guns. We'll be right back to continue this conversation. If you'd like to chat with them, or if you have a comment, if you're a woman who's gotten into shooting, we invite your calls, 260-1870, your text at 870-870. Michael Myers in studio with us from the Jefferson Gun Outlet, and we'll be right back after this timeout.
As New Orleans is chilling on the lakefront, the Big 870, 105.3 FM and WWL.com.
Hey, it's Scooch. Excited to tell you about our new WWL Live app. We upgraded your listening experience and engagement. Now it's easy to connect with your favorite talk show host on Facebook and Twitter. Even send a voice message to us directly in the studio. Plus, our weather center now offers radar and tropics. Our new WWL Live app for iPhone and Android. Download it now.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
Call 800-659-6011. 800-659-6011. 800-659-6011.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you lost up to 30 pounds? Now's your chance. Because for a limited time, we're giving away free full-size trials of new Garcinia Cambogia, the weight loss breakthrough that's so effective you can lose up to 4 pant sizes. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-600-1195. Strict limit of 1 per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking to lose the maximum amount of weight without starving yourself or spending hours in the gym. If you lose too much weight too quickly, simply decrease use to every other day. Want to see what you'd look like if you lost up to 30 pounds? Now's your chance, but hurry. Call now for your free full-size trial of new Garcinia Cambogia while we're still giving them away for free. 1-800-600-1195. That's 1-800-600-1195. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-600-1195.
Honda's Mower for Your Money Days is on. This is why we say mower for your money. But Honda and Sunshine Equipment of Baton Rouge show you the Honda Electric Start Mower for under $500. Honda mowers get more clippings per bag. Why? Two blades. Other mowers have one. Honda and Sunshine Equipment of Covington have one warranty. And now through May 31st, get an extra year on select models. Competitors have a warranty for the engine and one for the frame. Hondas are quieter and more fuel efficient with a four-stroke engine. No messy oil and gas mixing. All the features are exclusive with Honda. Now on, mower for your money days with Honda.
Did you miss the New Orleans RV show? Well, don't miss the huge after-the-show sale at Dixie RV Superstores. This weekend, March 13th through 15th, massive savings on every single new and pre-owned RV, like the 2015 Keystone Hideout Travel Trailer starting at $17,995, or the 15 Leprechaun Class C, $64,995. Special pricing this weekend only at Dixie RV Superstores after-the-show sale off I-12, exit 35 in Hammond.
We've come a long way from where we were, toward being the city we know we can be for our own children and for the whole world. But something continues to hold us back. Although it is complex, we can solve the problem of crime in New Orleans. But the only way we solve it is together, united against our true common enemy. If we do not, then that would be a crime. If you believe you have a higher calling, if you believe in New Orleans, grab your opportunity and get behind the badge. Apply today at joinnopd.org.
Join us this Sunday at 5 p.m. at the Smoothie King Center as the Denver Nuggets face your New Orleans Pelicans in a Western Conference matchup. Pelicans Fest starts at 3:30 with music, interactive games, and appearances by Pierre and the Pelicans dance team. The first 3,000 lucky kids will receive a Chevron red jersey, the next giveaway in our Year of the Red Uniform series. Tickets start as low as $15. So call 525-HOOP or visit Pelicans.com to get your tickets today.
Back to the Think Tank and Garland Robinette on WWL. Call 504-260-1870. Text 870-870 or tweet at Garland WWL.
And good Friday morning from the Big 870. Don Dubuque in for Garland Robinette for the Think Tank. We're thinking about the increase in the number of women who have chosen to arm themselves for whatever reason. A lot of women, 85% increase over the last 10 years in hunting. Also, we have a huge increase in women who are into target shooting, and also increases for women who just have made up their mind that they want one for personal protection. We are asking you to cast your vote on our opinion poll. It's unscientific but always interesting. Asking you this question: since more women are owning guns, do you feel more safe, less safe, or the same? 29% say they feel more safe. I wonder how many of those are females. Less safe would be 36%. I wonder how many of those are male. And the same is 36%. So it's pretty close. Get your vote in. That's at WWL.com. Michael Meyer, the Jefferson Gun Outlet, is with us. He has verified, in fact, that He has seen more women come into his stores, shop for firearms, get into target shooting, even some probably into competitive shooting. Michael, tell me, are there any stark differences between a female customer that comes in and selecting a firearm and also for the training portion of it? How do they shape up men versus women?
Well, women actually make a much better customer and a much better student. So when they come in, let's say they come into the gun store and ask questions. When we answer those questions, they actually listen and apply those to their purchase. And in classes, they listen a little bit better, they write notes better, and they pay attention. And it seems like the woman student is definitely set for the firearms market.
Putting faces and real case scenarios into it, we have some guests in the studio with us. Trish, TJ, is with us. We have Trish, who was a bartender in the French Quarter. A singer in the French Quarter is TJ, and a retired school teacher, Barbara Chauvin. Ladies, I've got a couple of texts that are coming. I'd like to get your comments on this. And it's kind of one from each side of the fence. This one says, I bought my wife a .380 shortly after Katrina, which I think was a defining moment for a lot of people realizing about the necessity to carry a firearm. And he also says now she has gotten her concealed carry permit, won't leave home without it, makes me feel better while she is alone. And then the other one says it doesn't matter if more women or men own guns. The more guns that are sold to women or men make it more unsafe for everyone. I do not own a gun and will never own a gun. That's from DP in New Orleans, 27-year-old male. Who'd like to take that one?
DJ? I'd love that one, absolutely. Coming from the same mindset, when you're on the think side where he's coming from, you never really see the responsibility from a responsible gun owner. You're really looking at it from the criminal side. You know, those are all the things that I would calculate in my mind when I would process gun ownership and gun laws for that matter. You know, you see these mass shootings and all those things. All you ever think about is what can we do to stop this? But you're not processing what percentage of the population that is, the type of person that's doing those crimes. You're looking at gun laws and how those can fix the problem, and it's not going to. Because at the end of the day, the criminal that pointed a gun at me, he didn't have a concealed carry permit. He probably didn't purchase a gun legally. You know, they're not abiding by the law. So for the laws to affect responsible citizens, is this the wrong way to think about it? But until you come to the other side of that fence, you're never going to be able to see it that way.
And of course, I'm sure you all agree with me. I respect his opinion, and if it's not for him, if he doesn't want to carry a firearm, I'll never try to push legislation to make everyone carry one. But it is a personal choice, and it's our Second Amendment right. TJ, you said you had a defining moment, which you told us it was. Did you take any special training courses when you decided to buy the gun, and do you have a concealed carry permit, if you want to tell us?
My husband took the concealed carry course. That's next on my list. We all have our past, so for me, I had to handle some restoring my civil rights from issues back when I was much younger. So for my concealed carry, that's in the process. But I'm doing all that right now because I really do want to follow up with it. Like, I got into it for self-defense, but I'm really getting to the tactical side and target shooting and want to do competition. And I just absolutely fell in love with it, like completely.
It can become addictive. Yeah. It really can. And Trish, our bartender in the French Quarter, what was your defining moment that made you decide to arm yourself? And do you have a concealed carry permit?
I have a permit. I think part of the reason I started getting into guns was because I spent a month in as a jurist and jury duty in Orleans Parish, and I just saw the dysfunctional side of the criminal justice system and kind of got into it after that. And I've been shooting target for 3 years now, and it's a good thing. It's a good skill to acquire, but it's also fun. I've met a lot of nice people. I did the Glock competition last year, and I just love it. I think it's one of the best things I've ever done for myself, although I have many liberal friends in Minnesota who would disagree with me.
But they're still friends, and they can
yeah,
stay that way.
I just don't bring up the topic on Facebook anymore because it's very contentious.
Right, right. Yeah, I look at you three, and none of you are what I would describe as a stereotypical pistol-packing mama. Do you ever get criticized by your non-gun friends about being a gun nut? Or who wants to take it?
Yes.
Trish?
Especially people who never grew up in the country. They never had to realize any life skills. They just live in the city and everything's done for them. And my family, we're a family of hunters and fishers, and we grew up in the country. I rode horses. You need a firearm in the country. You never know. You might have to put an animal down if it gets injured. It's not always about just fun. It's a life skill, like planting a garden or learning how to cook or learning how to care for your livestock. And so it's just a routine. So making the transition from that to target shooting was just natural. I didn't ever think about it as a bad thing or a contentious thing mm-hmm. until I put it out on Facebook that I bought a Glock.
Then you realize what's
the whole,
out there.
It yeah. just blew
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
You know, it was amazing. I almost started crying. I didn't know what.
There's no crying in gun and target shooting.
No, I was like, I didn't. I'm sorry. And then, so, but that's just life experience. You never know when you put something out there and. Next thing you know.
Barbara, when you're at a social event, a party or some event, and people who maybe know you casually or don't know you find out that you're packing, that you are a firearm owner, are you called a gun nut? Are you criticized? Do they look down on you?
I think the only criticism I received was probably from the people who called in to tell you they felt less safe. Because it's just this, you know, what... You know, you're going to end up shooting me, or you're going to end up shooting some. You know, and I don't really discuss it that much mm-hmm. because I don't have to. I don't have to explain why it's interesting to me. It's not. It's just interesting to me.
Exactly.
And I don't feel like I have to offer any apologies.
But if someone does bring it up and wants to debate it with you, you're not going to back down.
Oh no, not at all. And I don't think they. I didn't even when I actually started shooting, I didn't even understand, you know, what it does to your mind and your person, the effect that it has. I mean, there's something about you're trying to shoot a target, but you really can't concentrate on the target you're shooting. You have to concentrate on the tool you're using. And it just develops that a kind of a meditative, I hate, you know, people are going to think I'm crazy, but it's like a meditative thing where you mm-hmm. you have a goal, but you have to control the self in order to reach the goal.
It is a tremendous responsibility.
And I didn't understand it. I didn't understand that until I started trying it. It's very tremendous responsibility.
Trish and TJ are shaking their heads. They agree with you on that feeling. All right, we got to take a news break. We'll be right back and continue a conversation. Women and guns, good idea, bad idea? Weigh in on our pretty opinion poll question. Now that more women are, in fact, owning and carrying and using firearms, do you feel more safe, less safe, or about the same? We'll be right back after the news.
From our Integris Rental Studio, innovators for today's oil field rental equipment, it's WWL First News.
WWL News Time 10:30. I'm Chris Miller on your official weather station, WWL, AMFMN.com. Military officials say they need better weather before they can pull the wreckage of the Black Hawk helicopter from the bottom of Santa Rosa Sound off the Florida Panhandle. Dense fog and choppy water so far prevented recovery of the bodies from the wreckage. Authorities say one person is dead and two hurt after an Eagle Med medical helicopter crashed in the woods in eastern Oklahoma last night. They say searchers on foot and all-terrain vehicles found the wreckage about 4 in the morning. Eagle Med says all three people on board the helicopter were company employees. A new Centers for Disease Control study finds two out of every three people diagnosed with cancer in the U.S. survive 5 years or more. Among the most common types of cancer, the study reports 5-year survival rate of 97% for prostate cancer and 88% for breast cancer. On Wall Street, before the half hour, the Dow down 233 points, NASDAQ down 37, oil down $1.74 at $45.31 a barrel. In WWL Sports,
former Saints linebacker Scott Shanley is not sold on the black and gold signing of Brandon Browner. He feels that the 30-year-old corner has too many penalties called against him and is declining in production.
I'm not sure if it's the answer as far as setting that secondary straight. To me, I think the thing that's really going to set that secondary straight is the help of Jarius Byrd coming back.
Browner's interception total has dropped from 6 in 2011 to 3 in 2012, and then he only had one pick in each of the last two seasons. The Saints are hoping for a Darren Sharper-like resurgence from Browner in New Orleans. Steve Geller, WWL Sports.
Today at 4 on Sports Talk, LSU head football coach Les Miles, Saints running back Mark Ingram, and new quarterback Brandon Browner. And do you think this black and gold edition of Extreme Makeover will get the team more wins? At 6:30, you've got a choice. LSU baseball begins SEC play versus Ole Miss on the Big 870. Or more Sports Talk on 105.3 WWL-FM. Huddle up with the pros weekdays at 4 on your station for the Saints, LSU, and the Pelicans, WWL. The WWL forecast, low 70s and a 70% chance of rain this afternoon. Lows in the 50s tonight. Then we may get some sunshine back tomorrow. Only a 20% chance of rain, mid-70s for highs. Partly cloudy and mid-70s for Sunday. Light rain and 66 degrees this hour south of the lake. 67 and light rainfall on the North Shore. I'm Chris Miller, WWL First News. There's WWL traffic.
From the Dixie RV Superstore's Traffic Center, I'm Terrell Robinson. Well, it looks like the traffic's moving well now. If you're traveling in from LaPlace, Bonacary Spillway in good shape. With the weather out there, you have that typical slowdown around Williams Power. It seems to open up past that point heading in towards the CBD. Your trip in from Slidell, Twin Span, so far looks fine. That'll include getting up to the high rise. If you're traveling across the causeway, no reports of any problems there. And the same for the Hubie Long Bridge and the Crescent City Connection. And this traffic report brought to you by Dixie RV Superstores.
Did you miss the New Orleans RV Show? Well, don't miss the huge after-the-show sale at Dixie RV Superstores this weekend, March 13th through 15th. Massive savings on every single new and pre-owned RV. Special pricing this weekend only at Dixie RV Superstores off I-12, exit 35 in Hammond.
Have a traffic tip? Call WWL 504-260-INFO.
It's Garland Robinette on WWL. Call 504-260-1870. Text 870-870 or tweet at Garland WWL.
Okay, those are all the ways to contact us. Michael Meyer, Jefferson Gun Outlet, is with us. We also have three women who have decided to become firearms owners. We have TJ, who is a singer in the French Quarter, Trish, who is a bartender in the French Quarter, and also a retired teacher, Barbara Chauvin. If you'd like to join our conversation, call us, 260-1870. Also, we're asking you to participate in our Peretti Opinion Poll question, which is, since more women are owning guns, how do you feel? More safe, less safe, or the same? Statistics are changing a little bit here. 41%, the majority, says they feel the same. We have 31% say more safe, and 28% said that they are less safe. How do you feel? Cast that vote. Have it counted at WWL.com. Get back to my question, TJ. I ask Barbara and Trish, do they get criticized as being a gun nut or a pistol packing mama or somebody who's paranoid because they decide to arm themselves? Do you get any of that?
Well, I haven't actually had any backlash or any commentary from friends opposing it. Actually, when a person posted my first photo with a target, it was actually probably the most liked picture I ever had on my Facebook. but growing up in the South, that would be the case. But my husband is from England. So we haven't gotten any opposition, but it's a very different culture there. So family was very surprised when he purchased a gun. You know, it was sort of a shock. Now, my family, on the other hand, my mother is very opposed and very, you know, my brother took his life when he was 18 with a gun. And my mom seems to still, you know, correlate guns with that a lot. And obviously the gun was there, but, you know, people find a way to do whatever it is they want. So that was, you know, definitely a hurdle to get over. And she's still kind of always, you know, how I feel about guns. And I'm like, you know, but. You know, I'd rather have a gun on my hand than get shot with one any day.
Let's take a call from Jay. He's listening to us in Slidell. Jay, he's on line one. Hey, Jay, thanks for your call.
Hey, Don. We've talked about these issues a lot. And don't get me wrong. I am all for somebody being able to defend themselves, especially these women that, you know, are working and, you know, carrying cash with them to their vehicle. And, you know, that's completely understandable. I just wish we could speed up the technology for smart trigger technology. That way, the person that buys the gun is the only one that will be able to fire the gun so that, you know, if their gun got stolen or, you know, I'm not exactly sure how it worked. If somebody was grappling with him, if their trigger was on the finger, they could probably still get shot with their own gun, but the person wouldn't be able to take the gun from them and shoot them with their own gun, you know, that type thing.
Jay, you know, you kind of turned my opinion around on that. I was pretty much opposed to that until you started bringing it up, and I've thought more about it, and I think it's not a bad idea. Unfortunately, I think the economics is what's going to prevent that from ever happening. I'm going to ask Michael to weigh in on that. Mike, what would you say from someone in the business standpoint? Is this ever going to be practical economics-wise?
Probably not. It's a really good idea in theory, but there's such a big chance of that not working when you actually need to use it. The technology is not there. The cost of the technology is way too far outside where we can't afford it. So in this immediate future, I don't see it happening, at least in the next 10 to 20 years.
Right. Jay, thanks for your call. Always appreciate it. Ladies, I tell you, we're going to take a break here. And we come back, I got a question I want to pose to the three of you about Second Amendment rights. How safe do you feel we are? And are you actively involved? And do you think that as a responsible gun owner, part of your responsibility is to work to protect that right that we all enjoy? We'll be right back. You're listening to The Think Tank on the Big 870 WWL.
Garland Robinette and the Think Tank on WWL, the news, talk, and sports leader.
Hey, it's Ian on the web. Do you like WWL as much as we like you? Then follow us on Twitter, where we share live, up-to-the-minute updates from Saints and LSU games, practices, and press conferences. Stay close to all the action in the Twitterverse with WWL Radio.
Where can I get my perks today?
Hookah House Cafe on Magazine. Experience authentic Mediterranean cuisine like hummus, gyros, beef or chicken kebabs, and a large selection of hookah flavors. Today, grab a $20 certificate for only $10.
At getmyperks.com/New Orleans.
Hi, it's Angela Hill, here again with my friend Glenn Pellis of Gulf South Guarantee. Glenn, how do you get safety and opportunity with your investments at the same time?
So first of all, principal is placed in a position where it is completely safe. Then the yield off of that it makes is placed in secure bonds. And that yield, we use that yield to purchase options on an index, on a particular index. If that index goes up, then you get credit for the gain. But if the index goes down, we just simply credit a zero, and we just start over again next year.
Do you have a success story you want to share with us?
Yes, I have a client that was in the market before. He was losing quite a bit of money, and he didn't really have a financial plan in place or a plan for income. But when he came to us, we were able to guarantee that he never lost another dime again. We set a financial plan in place for him, and now he has an income for life that's guaranteed.
Listeners, pick up your phone right now and call Glenn for a free consultation. 877-615-4312.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-391-0450. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-391-0450. That's 1-800-391-0450. Call 1-800-391-0450.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MY-TV.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
You've heard, call 822-1111. But did you know that Crime Stoppers G&O has been your partner fighting crime since 1981? And with your help, over 15,000 felonies have been solved across 9 parishes. Crime Stoppers Tips adds valuable investigative resources for law enforcement and finds justice for families. Now we invite you to join us March 26th as we celebrate those making a difference for community safety. To purchase your ticket to our luncheon or make a tax-deductible donation, visit crimestoppersgno.org or call 837-8477.
For nearly 30 years, the construction, aggregate, and maritime industries in Louisiana have put their trust in State Machinery, your local Hyundai heavy equipment dealer. Hyundai equipment has performance that rivals the competition. State Machinery and Hyundai offer an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. Couple that with free financing, and you've got to win. At State Machinery, you'll find that the equipment isn't the only thing made from steel. So is the commitment. Call 504-464-0431 or visit statemachineryeq.com today.
You should never have to pay for your credit score. And with Credit Karma, you never have to. At Credit Karma, you can get free credit scores, credit reports, and free credit monitoring in just 2 minutes without ever having to touch your credit card. If other websites ask for your credit card before they give you your score, they're not really free. At CreditKarma.com, no credit card is ever, ever needed. Credit scores, free. Credit reports, free. No catch, no credit card, no trial subscriptions. View your credit information anytime you want and never pay for it at CreditKarma.com or download the free app on your smartphone.
See what Bromart has.
Don't feel like cooking tonight? Family dinners and special events are easy with Bro2Go, a great selection of party platters and complete meals. Visit Bromart.com to see just what Bromart has.
Bierman Precision has served the industrial, oil and gas, shipbuilding, and commercial construction industry since 1947. As the South's leading industrial tool specialist, we offer our customers the best products and service. Call Bierman, your industrial tool specialist, 504-207-6000.
Back to the Think Tank and Garland Robinette on WWL. Call 504-260-1870. Text 870-870 or tweet at GarlandWWL.
And we're thinking about females owning guns. More of them, many more of them are doing that. The latest statistics show an exponential increase in the number of women who are purchasing firearms for hunting, for target shooting, and self-defense purposes. With us is Michael Meyer, who can attest to that from his store, the Jefferson Gun Outlet. We also have TJ, a singer in the French Quarter. We also have Trish, who is a bartender, and also a retired school teacher, Barbara, who are gun owners and believe in the Second Amendment and their right to carry firearms. Ladies, we got a text in that says, one quick, short statement. Guns are for insecure individuals. How does that make you feel, Barbara? Are you insecure?
I don't think I was insecure at all. No, I was never insecure. And actually, only the gun doesn't make me feel more secure either. It doesn't change me either way.
And how about you, Trish?
I don't feel that I'm an insecure individual. I don't understand that kind of thinking. I've always felt confident walking around, and I work in the French Quarter 5 nights a week. I don't always arm myself. I know how to handle myself in situations. It's not all about what you have. It's a lot of times just being situational awareness.
State of mind. I wonder if this person would make that same statement if they were walking in a dark alley in the French Quarter at 2:30 in the morning. I wonder if they would say, well, you know, I'm not insecure at all.
It's always nice to have backup, but you have to be confident in order to walk in the dark to begin with. There's a lot of people who won't even leave their house after dark. That's insecurity.
Yeah, you're right, exactly.
I mean,
TJ, what do you think about that comment?
Insecure is not really something I can relate to. I perform for hundreds of thousands of people a year, so it's not really in my vocabulary in that sense. But, you know, insecure as far as feeling safe and secure in that realm, prior to getting involved with gun safety, absolutely, you know. But I think one of the most beautiful things that I've learned as a responsible gun owner is one of the skill sets that you acquire, and that's situational awareness, which prior to becoming a gun owner, I'd never really processed. You know, now when I walk to my car at night, I'm not looking at the ground. I'm looking at people, and I look dead in their eyes. So that person that I have a feeling had intentions of doing something wrong, they know that I know exactly what they look like. I've looked them up and down. I've assessed the situation, and they're going to keep walking. So, you know, insecure before, in that sense, absolutely. But, you know, situational awareness has definitely changed that.
Now that you are exercising your right, your Second Amendment right, do you feel that it's necessary that you become involved in protecting that?
Absolutely.
And how would you suggest people do that?
As a beginner, the only thing that I understood and knew was to, you know, join the NRA, which is so strange for me to say, you know, musician and member of the NRA. But I started reading NRA Today, the news, you know, every day, kind of keep up with what's going on. And at this point, for me, the best thing I can do is really educate myself, because I am still very new to this whole situation. And I think with an educated platform, you could really have a conversation with someone and understand where they're coming from and try to respect other people's opinions on situations when it comes to gun ownership, ammunition, all those things, you know.
Yeah, not only through the democratic process where we let our elected officials know where we're coming from, but also a one-on-one, just talking to people. A lot of times I have people say, you know, I can see your point now, and actually turn some of them around, and some of them are hopeless. Trish, what do you think about the...
I'm a member of the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I want someone out there advocating for my right to continue to own a firearm, because I'm a busy person, and so I believe in them. You don't always believe everything the NRA believes, but it's important to support the people who are out there supporting your right to carry.
And Barbara?
I'm not a member of the NRA. I don't think I'm going to become one. I'm just not a organization joiner, kind of. But I think that general awareness of what's happening in the arena where those decisions are made, and just applying what you know and paying attention to the subtle ways that can change your amendment rights. And it doesn't have to be in your face, we're going to ban something. It can be very subtle, and you just have to pay attention to how the world is changing around you. And if at some point you feel, you know, that you need to join an organization, that's fine.
And, of course, we have a vote, which is a very, very important way of keeping our Second Amendment rights alive.
Yes.
Let's go talk. We got another Don. This Don's calling in on line one. Don, thank you for your call.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Don. Good name, too, by the way. But the reason I called is, first of all, I want to say congratulations to these ladies for taking their own personal protections in their own hands and being responsible gun owners. But it's the right thing to do, because for the person that said guns are for insecure people, well, let me remind that person of something. The United States Supreme Court handed down a decision many, many, many years ago that said the police, and I am one, are not responsible, legally responsible, to protect you. They only have a legal obligation to respond after the fact and investigate the crime. They don't have a duty to prevent crime. Now, we do, but it's not our duty to prevent crime. We don't have a legal responsibility. So if you want to be protected, you better be prepared to protect yourself.
All right, very good. Thank you for the call, Don. Let's move on to Justin on line two. Justin's listening to us here in New Orleans. Justin, go ahead.
Hi, Don. Thank you so much for taking my call. I want to say I'm very proud of these ladies. I'm very proud of them. Everybody has to take care of themselves. And if you have to carry a gun, I'm a boy, and I would never hurt these ladies. But let those ladies, like, let them defend themselves and let them walk safely. I'm very proud of them. That's all I want to say.
Hey, thank you for your call, Justin. I'm sure they appreciate that. All right, we're going to take a time out. We'll be right back. If you want to get a call in, it's 504-260-187. I got a lot of texts, interesting texts coming in. We'll try to get to as many of those as we can. We're thinking about girl power, women owning, using guns, hunting, target shooting, personal protection. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Think Tank on the Big 870 WWL.
Garland Robinette, where New Orleans comes to think, on WWL, the news, talk, and sports leader.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options?
How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a Regions business banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Order up.
Ain't nothing like good music and good food. How's that gumbo, Roy?
It's kind of bland. Ain't got no kick to it.
I got your kick. Spice it up with some Tony Sachery's famous Creole seasoning. And add flavor to your wallet with Spice It Up from The Lottery.
The Lottery? Tony Sachery.
Tony Sachery's.
Wow. Now that really brings out the flavor.
Told you. And by playing Spice It Up from The Lottery, you could win up to $10,000.
I may need it after paying this check.
And the tip is not included?
Spice up your wallet with Spice It Up from The Lottery. Win up to $10,000.
Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Now, Roy, let's talk about your dance.
Bernice, I got two left feet, and they both headed to a lottery retailer.
Louisiana Lottery and Tony Sachery's are cooking up winners with Spice It Up scratch-offs.
Imagine you wake up tomorrow and finally feel truly free. More alive and passionate. More like the person you really are. Imagine feeling energized, motivated to chase your dreams. Hi, I'm Brendan Burchard, and I believe it's really a possibility for you. I've spent 19 years helping people reach their full potential, from moms to Olympians to CEOs of America's biggest companies. Today, I want to bring you closer to living your dream life. Let me send you a copy of my New York Times bestselling book, The Motivation Manifesto. Find out how to get your free copy by calling 1-800-600-7769. You get to decide who you'll be when you wake up tomorrow. Will you be a stressed, bored, conforming member of the masses? Or will it be the new you, a vibrant, joyous, independent person motivated to seek the prosperity you dream about? Let me show you the secrets to taking control of your life. I'm so passionate about changing lives, I want you to have the Motivation Manifesto for free. Can you imagine that? Free. Call today, 1-800-600-7769. That's 1-800-600-7769.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
Call 800-659-6011. 800-659-6011. 800-659-6011. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Remember this name, RainbowLuxuryImports.com. Rainbow Luxury Imports has over 150 hand-selected luxury imports in stock, along with no-haggle pricing on every vehicle. Everything you could want is at Rainbow Luxury Imports, located on Highway 190 in Covington. Buy from Rainbow Luxury. They offer the best condition vehicles at the best prices without the games. Shop the extensive line of luxury vehicles at RainbowLuxuryImports.com, and you will quickly see why you should buy from Rainbow Luxury Import.
Mike Dettiglia for Integris Rentals. Integris Rentals is a premier all-field rental equipment company. They have a wide range of innovative equipment designed for safety and ease of operation. The safe containment work platform, the rugged and fully portable pig extractor, and Integris's cargo baskets, and 100,000-pound center load transporter. Call 985-868-8611. Integris Rentals, the innovator for today's all-fuel equipment.
Join Don Dubuque for Louisiana's Great Outdoors, Saturday mornings 5 to 7 on WWL.
Hey, All right, welcome back into the Think Tank. Our closing moments. We're thinking about women and firearms. I got an awful lot of texts and not going to be able to share all of these. And, Dan, I do want to get to your call and viewers, but I wanted to get to the one that I put in the classification, maybe too much information. This one says, I love a woman that chooses to use her right to the Second Amendment. I tend to get quite excited every time I watch my wife shoot, and I'm very proud of her. Hey, whatever works for you. Let's go to Dan on line one. Dan, you're on with our panel of firearms owners who are women, and also Michael Meyer, the Jefferson Gun Owner.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
These anti-gun people can rationalize any reason for you not to carry a gun. Anyway, I got my son a gun, and I told him to carry it. You know, there's a lot of bullying going on in the first grade. I told him to carry it, and you know, it'll take the cops a while for them to get there. Just take care of business until.
Now, wait. Let me get this straight. You're telling me you bought your son a gun to carry in school to protect himself against bullies?
Yeah.
Come on, Dan. You're kidding, Dan. You're kidding me.
Well, I mean, doesn't that make sense?
Well, doesn't that make you a lawbreaker?
Well, I don't know, does it?
I think it does. I think it does by proxy. I mean, the child is too young.
You anti-gun people can rationalize anything. You anti-gun people.
Wait, who are you talking about, anti-gun?
Well, everybody is.
Everybody is anti-gun.
All these women are talking about that people don't want them to have a gun, and they say they're chicken and all this stuff because they have a gun, and that's just not right. Everybody ought to have a gun.
Okay.
You come out of the womb, carry a gun.
Okay, Dan. Thanks for your comments. I wonder what show he was listening to. Couldn't have been this one. Here's one. Serious question. Are these women able and committed enough to take a life in self-defense? Very serious question. Barbara?
You have to think about that a long time before you actually bring a gun into your home. You can do target shooting, and you can enjoy that specific skill and learn that skill without actually owning a gun. You can go and you can do it for recreation, and you can enjoy it very much. But to bring a gun into your home is a totally different decision, and you have to be able, you have to have it in your head that if that situation arises, that you will use your skill in order to defend yourself. Other than that, don't bring one into your house, because that's only going to be trouble.
All right, just got a few seconds. Trish?
Yes.
You have to be.
Because it's just, it's a now or never moment.
TJ?
Better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
I love your confidence. Thank you, ladies, for coming in. Been very interesting show. Check out the Peretti Opinion Poll. Get you the final results. Also, thanks to Michael Meyer. We'll see you last Saturday of the month for Talking Guns, heard on 3WL. We'll be right back with the remainder of the Think Tank after this.